Run! Run, Steve, run! But no, no jumping!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Help support TWiT with your Amazon purchases. Visit twit.tv/Amazon, click on the Amazon banner, and shop as usual. That's twit.tv/Amazon, and we thank you for your support. Hello, and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, we are checking out a parkour map with a twist. There is no jumping. I mean, really, it's impossible to jump. There is an effect keeping you from jumping in this parkour map. You might think that's crazy, but it is called Super Steve Runner, and this map is made by Nox Crew. Nox Crew. Of course, if you have to try to reach the end of the goal at the end on every single stage. The gameplay is very similar to Super Monkey Ball, e.g. there's no jumping, and you also have a very large speed boost while playing, which makes it a lot more difficult, but also more fun.
Yep.
This is where you spawn. You get a pretty little tree right before you start the single player experience. And here we are. This is the first course. The first one is pretty simple. You just try to get through it as fast as possible. It's probably better not to strife. This is actually the first time that I have played this. Here's the goal. So now we're on to number two. There are 20 different courses that you can go through. Whoa, that was a close call. Oh, I screwed up. Here we are. There are 20 different maps that you can go through. After the first 10, you kind of go into this extended map. Oh, God, that was close. So the first 10 are sort of like the normal ones, and the last ones are made out of quartz, and they look really crazy. Oh, man. And this is the map. Oh, can I make it? Oh, there it is. Okay, cool. I'm doing it super cheaty-like. Skipping over stuff. This is really cool because with the speed boost, you can go over these slats in the ground. Oh, no! I strifed, which means that I fell out of the world. And so I strafed, people are saying. Okay, so no strafing. There we go. I strifed. I'm full of strife is actually what happened. I'm full of strafe. And here we go. This first part's really easy because we got these little walls. But then I know it gets difficult. It can't stay this easy forever. Oh, gosh. Here we are without walls. Oh, right around that corner. Try to make it as fast as possible. And there we go. The developers of this map have already stated. Oh, God. Tiny thing. Have already stated that they want to add a countdown clock. Whoa, that was a close call. To this, which will, of course, make it much more exciting. I kind of have to slow down on these. This is not normal behavior. Get in there. Oh, gosh. Oh, no. There we go. Finally. Slowing down is not the easiest thing to do when you're so used to running. Oh, back. There we go. I feel like I was just, like, threading a needle there. This one is interesting because... you have to use the cobweb to your advantage. Oh, whoa. To slow you down. And then you can fall onto the railing. Oh, man. Oh, no. So close. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't even know what I did there. Okay. There we go. Got through. Woohoo. Okay. Number 9. Oh, so remember, I'm hitting my space bar. There's no jumping. I can't jump, so I have to make sure that I get... Oh, gosh! I can shift, although I haven't been. Let's see if we could go whoosh, and then around that, and then whoosh, whoosh. Oh, no! Wah! Wah! You have to make the sounds, like you're lifting up something heavy, otherwise you might not make your jump. Oh, no! So I won't screw up now. Yes, perfect. Got it.
Yep.
If you want to play this for yourself, check out the link in our show notes. But, of course, there's actually 10 whole maps that you haven't even seen. There are 11 if I don't show off number 10 in edit. I'm not sure. And those are made out of quartz. They have this cool rainbow look to them. You guys have to go and download it and try it out for yourself. It's just a simple map throw it into your normal single-player world and play for yourself. If you want to help out our show but really don't want to do a lot of hard work, you can support us by clicking the Amazon banner at twit.tv/Amazon and shop as usual. It costs you nothing, and anything you purchase helps keep the lights on here at our studios. If you want to bookmark that page, it makes it even easier. There are even links to Amazon UK and Canada. Once again, that's twit.tv/Amazon, and we thank you for supporting our show. If you want to send us some feedback, tips, suggestions, something that you want to see us cover, feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com. And make sure you subscribe to the show at twit.tv/omgcraft for the podcast version, or youtube.com/omgcraft for the YouTube version. See you next time. Bye.